WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. Your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Between Lake Bryan and a state corrections institution, there's land the Bryan City Council will consider buying on Election Day for a Westside Youth Sports Complex.
The seller has already signed the proposed contract for 61.5 acres south and west of the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Sandy Point Road. The proposed park for youth football, soccer, softball, and baseball is about a mile south of the J.W. Hamilton pre-release unit and 5 miles east of Lake Bryan. The price tag's $12,000 an acre, or a total of $738,000. The council would spend city reserves. As for the money to pay operational costs, Mayor Jason Byansky said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, he hopes the new park will create new residential subdivisions.
When the home builders develop and build neighborhoods, they pay park impact fees that'll go towards new parks and existing maintenance on existing parks, and so there'll be additional funds that'll come in from the new development.
The city and the seller can incorporate retail and commercial properties adjoining the park, including a hotel. The parkland's currently outside the city limits, but the land the seller's keeping for new businesses is inside city limits. There would be access to the park from both highways. The city has 5 years to build the complex so the seller can repurchase the land, and the seller retains oil, gas, water, and other mineral rights. A map of the proposed site and the contract are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
5 years ago, Houston-based Papado's Restaurants purchased the former Scott & White Clinic on University near the freeway. From the City of College Station's blog, Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz says the restaurant is expected to open in spring or summer of 2018 before building a creek that used to be under the clinic is being moved.
I visited with the engineer just yesterday, and they're finishing up design plans to put that creek underground. Compact the dirt back on top of it so that they can build a new Papado's. So that's moving along. It's just very slowly. They move at their own pace.
Ruiz said on the podcast that's located at blog.cstx.gov that the city participated with Papado's on a drainage agreement to move what passing motorists now see is a big hole on the property. The new owners of retail and commercial property in College Station across the freeway from Central Park have announced they will be the new home of an existing retailer. Casey Oldham of the Oldham Goodwin Group in Bryan says Academy will build a new store that's twice the size of their current location.
They'll be the anchor of the retail. And so what we hope to see is Academy begets other great tenants, and we'll be thoughtful and take our time in the selection of other tenants that really work well with Academy.
And what was called the Science Park has been renamed Providence Park. The 54-acre property also includes a 180,000-square-foot building that is home to several companies, including the Lintec Research Facility. The 11th annual Empty Bowls event benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank is tomorrow. Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says a donation of $20 or more will give you a handmade bowl created by a local artist.
The other symbolic part of it is that there's soup and bread available so that your bowl will no longer be empty, but the meal that we're giving you is a very simple meal, just as a reminder that there are people in our community that deal with the issue of hunger.
Mangapora says you can come by the Frame Gallery in downtown Bryan anytime between 11 and 1. For the second time in as many Sundays and the third time in 4 months, a state historical marker will be dedicated at the site of a Brazos County church. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission says everyone is invited to the program at First Christian Church in Bryan, which was among those founded 150 years after the Civil War.
The churches were established in the 1860s with the city. And you know, the city of Bryan, as an incorporated city, will be celebrating their 150th in 2021. They were incorporated in 1871, but they were there starting to build the buildings and had the town laid out from 1860. So the church, like First Christian, was 6 years after the first buildings were being built in Bryan. It was established, and First Baptist at the same time.
Sunday's program at First Christian starts at 1:30. The church is located on Ennis Street across from Stephen F. Austin Middle School. WTAW news time is 12 minutes after 8. It's 69 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I know you are. I pushed the button, and I pushed the wrong button. So we're going to have to act like the news is just ending right now.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors, Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's 8:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Lots of cloudiness for today. There's the potential for an isolated shower. Temperatures will make their way up to about 80 today. Cloudiness will linger across the area tonight. Lows will be 60 to 65. Tomorrow, clouds will give way to occasional sunshine. It'll be a little bit cooler tomorrow. Highs somewhere between 75 and 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Clouds will roll in Sunday. There could be a shower or two. Highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so if your mom is Giselle Bundchen, is that her name?
Yes.
The model.
You know. Yes, Giselle. You can just call her Giselle.
Okay, Giselle. and you know, her husband's Tom Brady.
Correct.
And Tom makes pretty good money, but
she takes home the cake.
She's knocking about $110 million a year. Well, more proof that she's maybe the most unfun mom on planet Earth. Yeah, I know. The supermodel told People magazine that her children had no problem giving away their Halloween candy because, quote, they don't really have that kind of sugar in our house.
Oh, of course not.
End quote. And said so the little ones aren't really used to it. So it's not like they're missing anything.
Well, that's what happens when your mom is a supermodel and your dad is a professional athlete.
Must be nice.
That's right. Yeah. I suppose that's true. Driver in China caught making the most of his extra cargo space in his SUV. maybe it's an SUV over there.
Yeah.
Police pulled the driver over for a routine traffic stop, but when they asked him to open the rear hatch, they allegedly found 20 live pigs crammed in there.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah. Each of them weighed about 20 pounds.
Each of them.
Yeah. Reportedly calm, however. Okay. Until they opened the door and they saw the light of day, right? Yeah. Police say the pigs were unhurt. It's unclear if the driver was ticketed or where he was transporting the pigs. Mm. They're just different over there, okay? They just do stuff differently. I just... saying.
And we should be okay with that is what you're saying?
I don't know. Not saying that. Okay, so Giselle, not being fun with her kids, having a dad named Ben Affleck has its perks, an A-lister revealed to Graham Norton on his British talk show. By the way, if you've ever seen that show, he gets everybody
really?
On that show. I mean, people who would never be on American television are on his show, and they tell stories. And he was telling this one. On the talk show, he took his son Samuel for a play date in London and was shocked to see tons of nicely dressed people with earpieces. Turns out Those weren't doting parents. That was the royal security detail.
Ooh.
As Prince George and Princess Charlotte were playing out there with his little mini-me. Unfortunately, lots of sniffles toward the end. Ben can't wait to explain to the little guy that he got a cold from the King of England. How's that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah?
It's pretty cool.
Just saying. All right, now, did you guys watch any of the CMAs?
No.
Okay, because we watched basically all of it, you know.
Okay.
It was the 50th anniversary and had some good stuff on it. But then they come back from a commercial break with some woman who is dressed really uncountry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically a see-through with a big cleavage down to her navel.
Gotcha.
And she's backed up by some girl band.
Okay.
Well, only then I realized oh, that's Beyonce.
So
we didn't know who that was. Well,
oh my gosh, Scott.
I know. Chelsea,
Scott,
why would I know Beyonce?
Because it's Beyonce.
It's Bey. Come
it's
on.
It's Bey. And she's performed at Super Bowls and stuff.
I know. Well, you know. Well,
I understand P. Diddy or Puff Daddy or whoever you don't know, but
I
Beyonce.
Know that. All right. So, anyhow.
But anyway.
But they do a cutaway during the shot, and it shows Kenny Chesney.
Oh.
He is not pleased.
Uh-oh.
Well, see, I didn't realize now until I read this story that the band playing behind her was the Dixie Chicks.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Well, so anyway, he's just not happy and apparently just starts getting ripped on social media.
Oh, because his face?
Yeah. Called him racist, said he was gay. One particularly angry social person wished that he would die a, quote, slow and painful death.
Oh. And didn't Kenny receive that, really
the
awesome
award? Yes.
Yeah.
The Pinnacle Award, which has only been given, three times in the history of the organization.
You know, and this is my thing with when they do that, because they've done this to other people where they pan to someone in the crowd who doesn't look particularly happy.
Right.
What if the person next to them just passed gas?
Yeah, who knows? You don't know what the
you
circumstances
have
are.
No idea what's going on, what they're thinking, what they're smelling.
Well, and guess what? You don't have to like the same music other people do. It doesn't make you a bad person.
And those people need to be mindful that they could be on camera at literally any time during the ceremony or during the event.
Yeah.
But, ugh, I don't know. Who knows what he was disgruntled about?
Right. And I hate that that's what happens, but that's what social media is for.
It's raining tacos. Yes.
Yeah.
This has become my favorite song.
I know.
It makes me I can't help but smile when this song comes on.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
The thing is, this leaves you a little earworm.
It does.
Yes, it does. It's not really a creature, but what it is the fun part of those songs that stick in your head.
Yeah.
But this is serious stuff. The New York Times says the American...
Sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. Well, no, it'll be done in a second. It's okay. Yeah.
We're enjoying this.
Yep.
Tacos. So good.
Tacos. Yeah. And they have other products, and we'll be sampling that too. Mini pancakes and things like that.
Awesome.
I forget the name of the group, but anyhow. But the New York Times says the American Psychological Association's journal Psychology of Aesthetics, Creativity, and the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds
mouthful.
Fun. Yep. Released a new study this week called Dissecting an Earworm. Melodic features and song popularity predicts involuntary musical imagery. Basically, an earworm song is something that's fast and simple like that is, and it'll kind of, what happens is it has some severe octave jumps in it or bits that are repeated over and over again over a short period of time, and those are the characteristics that make an earworm. So what they did is they went through and found, they picked 9 songs in the study that do the trick, that actually stick in your head. Now, we're not going to do all of them, okay, because then what would your brain do? If I gave you 9 earworms,
9
what would happen?
Earworms.
Yeah. Number 9 is Poker Face, Lady Gaga. Number 8 is Alejandro, Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. Yeah. California Girls, Katy Perry. Moves Like Jagger. Now, see, I say that and I hear that song.
Uh-huh.
All right, Maroon 5. Quit it. Number 4 is Somebody I Used to Know.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that guy? What's the name?
Gaudier.
Yeah, Gaudier. Yeah. Okay. So now we pulled up a little bit of audio of a couple of them. So number 3 is Journey.
Yeah.
Just a small town girl.
Yeah, right?
that'll get stuck in your head.
Wow. Well, I didn't. I guess. Okay, that's good. That's enough. I didn't realize she just breaks out in song, which is okay. Like if you
and I do know for all of you listeners that I am not a good singer.
Well, that's okay.
Don't worry about texting in. Right. I know.
Here you go, it's Chelsea.
Don't stop yeah. Yes. We'll get the hook going for you, okay?
Yeah, I couldn't tell which part was supposed to be the earworm because that whole song
it
is an earworm.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. No, the very beginning, right from there, you're hooked. Mm-hmm. All right, number two, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd okay, be right, singing yeah, that all morning. Yeah. Okay. Congratulations.
And number one, which I don't, it didn't work for me, but number one is Bad Romance.
Yeah, the reason why is because of this part right here.
Thank you. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's the part that sticks in your
anyway,
head.
Anyway, so there you go. There's your earworms and a little bit of science to go along with
yeah.
it. I mean, who knew that there was science involved in earworms?
What does it say
studies?
About Lady Gaga's music?
Well, that's true.
Yeah. She's
that's
full exactly of worms.
Right. I mean, three.
Lady Gaga's got worms.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Employers likely stepped up hiring in October and boosted wages for workers, which could effectively seal the case for a December rate increase from the Fed. Economists expect payrolls to have increased by about 175,000 last month. They also see unemployment slipping to 4.9% from 5%. eBay, which previously said it would see a significant gain on its sale of Mercado Libre shares, increased its fourth quarter forecast to reflect the sale of more stock. eBay no longer has a stake in the Buenos Aires-based e-commerce tech firm. Monster Beverage says sales growth slowed sharply in its latest quarter, weighed down by a transition to using Coca-Cola distributors for its products before speeding up again in October. Coca-Cola acquired a 16.7% stake in the Corona California company in 2015 as part of a deal in which it also became Monster's preferred distributor. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is honored to present the unique one-man show called The Accidental Hero. This multimedia show is a true story about a World War II American officer, Matt Conop, who miraculously liberated the Czech villages of his grandparents and is written and performed by his grandson, Patrick DeWayne. This performance is for one night and one night only on Friday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at Rudder. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, Treasurer.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite in the nest. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 5th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 5th. Brought to you in part by Armstrong Caperton & Company, Fancy Flushes, and Texas Printing.
Don't you wish there was a way that it could be super easy? For instance, like if you were to, say, miss some of your favorite shows, now that they're back and they've been back now from the summer break, don't you wish there was an easy way to get a hold of those shows if you happened to miss them? Well, guess what? There is. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink, and Suddenlink's got TiVo, and you can make sure that you never miss your favorite shows. They also got shows on demand that you can look up if you happen to miss some of your favorite shows. That's a good way to get a hold of them. And really, right now is the time to switch to Suddenlink TV and Internet. During their Go Switch event right now, you can get 50 meg internet, TV, and phone for just $79.95 a month with a 2-year guarantee. It's like it's getting three powerful services for one low price. So make the switch. Call them 877-694-9474. Do it today or visit Suddenlink.com. 877-694-9474. Visit Suddenlink.com to get yourself Suddenlink cable and internet.
Despite all its problems, Facebook has become one of America's go-to news sources. Unfortunately, false stories and sometimes even crackpot conspiracy theories become the most popular. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. No matter where you get your news, always treat it with a healthy degree of skepticism, especially with videos posted to YouTube and so-called trending news posted on Facebook. Here's an example. Researchers studying social media news reports about the Zika virus found that 4 out of 5 popular posts on Facebook news contain accurate information. That's good. But the ones with inaccurate information or even wild conspiracy theories were far more popular. For instance, no legitimate news operation should spread or allow its users to spread stories claiming that Zika is an attempt by governments to control population. Just because a story is trending doesn't make it true. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list, because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool, you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is meeting on Election Day. The agenda includes the possible purchase of land for a Westside Youth Sports Complex. The location is south and west of the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Sandy Point Road, just outside the city limits. There would be access from both highways to youth baseball, softball, soccer, and football. The council has been asked to spend $738,000 from city reserves to purchase 61.5 acres. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the proposed contract and see a map of the park location. The local Academy store is moving. Academy is building a new store that's twice the current size on land across the freeway from Central Park. It's the first addition to what used to be called the Science Park since the 54-acre development was recently purchased by the Oldham Goodwin Group of Bryan.
The frontage will be focused on retail, and we hope to see some great retail follow that retail with some pad sites and take our time in the selection of other tenants that really work well with Academy.
I'm wondering if that's going to be additional retail, or we're going to see restaurants in there. What are the possibilities?
I think it'll be a combination of all.
Chairman Casey Oldham says Academy will be built in front of the property's existing 180,000 square foot building. The new store could open as early as next May at what is now being called Providence Park. In August of last year, the College Station City Council approved rezoning land that was the former Scott and White Clinic on University by the freeway to make way for a Papado's restaurant, but it won't be open until the spring or summer of 2018. Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz, in comments from a podcast on the city's blog, says the restaurant is designing how a creek that used to be under the clinic will be moved for the new building.
In the beginning, we talked about, does it make sense to completely scrape the site, relocate the creek, do it right the first time, or do we leave it the way it is and modify the building? And we ended up working with them on a drainage agreement that we could help participate in relocating that creek and making sure that it's done right the first time.
Papado's has owned the property for 5 years. Give back this weekend by making plans to have lunch in downtown Bryan at the 11th annual Empty Bowls event. For a donation of $20 or more to the Brazos Valley Food Bank, you get soup, bread, and a custom bowl to take home.
It's getting close to the holidays. These are really good gift ideas because all of the bowls are unique, and some are done by children, some are done by some fantastic artists. So there's a wide variety of bowls and themes on the bowls, the way they're painted and all of that.
Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says the simple meal of soup and bread is a reminder that some people in our community do struggle with hunger. The Come and Go event is tomorrow from 11 to 1 at the Frame Gallery. Another church in Brazos County is getting a state historical marker. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission invites everyone Sunday afternoon to First Christian Church in Bryan, which is celebrating its 150th anniversary.
Church started further downtown up on Texas Avenue at 27th Street in 1866. In the 1960s, after 100 years almost, they moved to a little further south into Bryan and built a new building.
Sunday's program begins at 1:30 at the church, which is located on Innis Street across from Stephen F. Austin Middle School. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 69 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go to the website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Considerably cloudy today. Temperatures around 80 degrees. An isolated shower may come through today. Overnight, the clouds will persist, and we're going to fall back to 60 or 65. Tomorrow, clouds give way to sunshine, highs up to 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Don't forget to set your clock back an hour tomorrow night. We're going to be returning to standard time. Then we'll have clouds and maybe a shower Sunday and a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:35, time to find out what's going on in the city of College Station. And Jay Sokol's here. How are you today?
Hey, good.
What do we got going on?
Well, we got a lot going on.
Yeah,
and the woman who has most of that going on is City Secretary Sherry Mashburn.
You know, I've heard that Sherry Mashburn's got it going on. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm fine.
It's election time. Of course, you do a lot of things, wear a lot of different hats, but election time's here. And I don't know, are you glad that you got to the point where the city elections are happening in November and they're not separate and apart?
I've got mixed feelings on that. I love elections. That really is my passion. That's one reason why I'm a city secretary. I hate the fact that our races are at the bottom of the ballot, which makes it difficult for some voters. I think it works very well for the voters. You have a larger turnout. But I kind of miss my May elections.
Yeah, well, and of course, the other thing is, like everything else that happens, technology comes into play now. Used to be that we had, I can go back to paper ballots, where, you know, you'd mark those big, long pieces of paper and fold them up and stuff them in the box, and you got to unfold them and count them. Then we went to the punch cards, which, you know, was a pretty okay thing. And now, of course, everything's electronic. Now, with each of those have been problems. I mean, Jay and I were talking before we started, and I've spent more than a few nights covering election returns, and more often than not, there is some problem at some time. Now, what we're getting now are not necessarily physical concerns, but technological concerns, that there might be something that could electronically be done, and we've heard about vote flipping and all of this, and you're living in this world all the time. So kind of give us your thoughts on the concerns that people might have been hearing.
Well, I think that anytime technology is involved, there's always going to be a concern that something can be hacked into or that there might be an issue with the machine. But in Texas particularly, that's where my focus is, we have not had that issue. There have been some isolated incidences where people have said that something was flipped or that whoever they voted for didn't show up. And when we've gone in and investigated it, it's typically been voter error. You know, it's human error, one way or the other. But I don't think there's an issue in Texas regarding any kind of vote flipping or anything like that.
Now, each county decides what manufacturer they'll go with. Is that right?
Well, they have to go with one that's been certified by the state of Texas.
Okay. And they're approximately how many, would you think?
Three, I think.
Now. Okay. Now, we all want the newest phone. We all want the newest technology. We want what's bright and shiny and new. Is there a situation where maybe that older technology might be a problem, or does it need to be updated or upgraded as time goes on?
Well, were you guys fixing to say something?
No, ma'am.
I thought I heard him taking a breath.
Yeah.
The vendors themselves keep things updated, and they are constantly on the cutting edge of technology. And so whenever anything changes along those lines, it's passed down to us.
The thing I guess that I'm concerned about is that we see, I mean, if Google can get hacked, if Microsoft can get hacked, anybody can. And I think healthy concern is an all right thing. There's mm-hmm. no reason to panic, but a healthy concern is something that would need to at least be in people's minds. If we find that there is a problem in the system after the fact, then how will governments respond to that? How do you believe that they would need? And just your opinion. I mean, that's
right.
It. Because y'all are all going to get together in a room someplace and have to talk about this. And mm-hmm. if it happens, then what is the next step if that does happen, in your thought?
Well, first of all, we try to take every precaution prior to the election. The equipment's tested and retested and then tested again. So we try to protect it, first of all, right off the bat. If something were to happen after the fact, if we found out that, yes, indeed, somehow or another, our equipment got hacked into and things really were flipped or whatever, we would have to sit down in a room, all of us, all the entities, and we'd all have to get together and try to come up with a best plan. You know, I'm like you. I go back to paper ballots. I loved paper ballots. Mm-hmm. It was very clear as to what was marked and what wasn't. And we might would have to go to something like that and do like they did several years ago back in Florida, where you have to just do it all over again.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure people are wanting us to be able to vote on the Internet soon. And, you know, the rumors were out that you could vote by tweeting, I think, hit the other day. And that's, if you think through it, doesn't make sense. But I guess what we need to understand is that if we find that this system is flawed, then people will respond and they'll do everything they can in their power to fix it.
Right. And the state of Utah does mail ballots.
Yeah.
Period. There's no, you don't go to the polls. Every registered voter receives a ballot in the mail, and then they have that opportunity to mark it, put it back in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and send it back.
Yep. Well, and so what kind of early voting numbers have we seen here in College Station? And I guess also you need to tell us when we can continue to early vote, because that's about the end.
Right. Well, early voting ends today at 8 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Election Day is on Tuesday from 7 to 7. I don't have the numbers, per se, but I can tell you that they are off the charts.
Yeah, that's, you know, well, that's a good thing. I like
it's
that.
It's a wonderful thing. It is.
And finally, how do you feel about the idea where you can go any place to vote?
I mean, love it.
Yeah.
I think it makes it very, very convenient for the voter.
I do, too, because, you know, quite often your polling place was someplace you only visited or was only near in your traffic pattern on, mm-hmm. on election day. So
exactly.
I think it works for that. Sherry Mashburn here this morning. Thanks for the time.
May I
Yes, please
one thing?
Do. Yeah.
Please, please, please. This is an important election, and I know everybody's concentrating on the national level. Don't forget to go to the end of the ballot yeah. and vote in your local races.
Yep, it may be. I mean, we've had longer ballots, really, than this one, so yes. it's not bad. Thanks for the time this
Thank
morning.
You.
What else you got?
City of College Station offering a free bike class tomorrow from 2 to 5. Helps you gain the confidence you need to ride safely and legally in traffic or on the trail. So if you do this, you can learn how to conduct bicycle safety checks, fix a flat, on-bike skills, and the all-important crash avoidance techniques.
Good idea.
So the curriculum blends some classroom instruction and parking lot practice and on-road riding in traffic. Scary.
Okay.
So if you want to know more and to register, go to cstx.gov/bikepedgreenways. Again, this free bike class is tomorrow from 2 to 5.
And on November the 9th, will you be able to text and bike?
No, you will not.
All right.
You really shouldn't do that anyway.
Well, no, you shouldn't.
But beginning on November 9th, absolutely not. So if you want to know more about this new ordinance that's going into effect on that day, cstx.gov/police.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
From Academy Award-winning director Mel Gibson.
While everybody else is taking life, I'm going to be saving it.
Critics are raving. Hacksaw Ridge is an inspiring story of a true American hero.
I'm going to get you home.
Andrew Garfield is sensational.
I don't know how I'm going to live with myself if I don't stay true to what I believe.
Now, don't miss this powerful cinematic masterpiece.
Help me get one more.
Hacksaw Ridge. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in theaters.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:43. Time to talk about stuff that's going on at Messina Hof, and it's holiday time, and Savannah's here. How are you today?
Great, how are you?
Good. A holiday happening, which is coming up this Sunday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it'll be free admission. You can actually come out and shop vendors. We'll have over 30 vendors. We'll have live music from Brad Gomez and Joey McGee, and we're also taking donations for the Brazos Alley Food Bank.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got some new wines and vintages that are going to be released also on Saturday night, right?
Yes. We're releasing our Sparkling Brut, Malbec, Father and Son Riesling, Apollo Cab Franc, Tempranillo, Apollo Blend, and Glory. So all those will be new. You can actually try them on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
If you come to the holiday happening, we'll have those out there. So it's exciting.
Got a favorite?
Ooh, probably we tried the Palo Blend, so I'm going to, and that was really good.
Okay.
It's a really good.
Now, and then tonight you're doing something which is kind of cool. It's, of course, it's First Friday in downtown Bryan, and we always invite people to go out to downtown Bryan to see what's going on, but you're doing something at RX Pizza?
Yeah, we'll be out at RX Pizza from 6 to 9 pouring samples, so you can stop by and say hi to John. And he'll actually be taking some of those food bank donations. If you had some, couldn't make it on Sunday but still want to donate, you can mm-hmm. bring those to John.
Okay. And if you would like to plan ahead, now is a really good time if you want to make reservations for holiday meals during the holiday season, Messina Hof. How would they do that if they
yeah,
want to?
Yeah, you can go to our website and go to messinahof.com and go to the Bryan section and go to the Vintage House, and you can make your reservations online.
Mm-hmm.
You can also call us at 979-778-9463, and we can set you up there, too.
Okay, busy weekend at Messina Hof. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
For many, a former A&M Consolidated student, Chrissy Hester was a mentor as the longtime principal at the school, and today she continues to serve the youth of College Station as the Director of Student Services for the CSISD. And recently, to rightly honor her service, a new program of giving away clothing was named for her. It's called Chrissy's Closet. Who better to explain it all than Chrissy Hester?
I am very proud to have it named after me. I really don't like things about me,
but I am so honored to be named for it. It wasn't my idea. It was Shannon Long and Kelly Kovacs' idea, but it was for the families that I serve. As student services, I deal with the homeless and the foster children. And this has been a particularly bad year for homeless because we closed Windsor Point, which was a low-income, federally funded housing apartment complex that housed a lot of our low-income students. And so I was always gathering clothes and gathering, begging for money to help somebody with their electricity. And, you know, so everybody calls them my people. And they are my people because I've known a lot of the families for years, 38 years, some of them. It's not a resale store. Everything is free. It is really an honor to be able to be there every time it's open and to tell my families, you come here, you can get 5 free items once a month. So it is so exciting to be a part of that. It is open on Mondays from 4 to 6. It's for employees. It's for anybody associated with College Station ISD. We have cafeteria workers and custodians and teacher's aides and teachers. Lots of people that are just employed in the district can come in. But it's really geared towards our students who are low income and have nothing. And so that's what it's geared for. But anybody can come in.
Now, Chrissy's Closet is located at College View Elementary, the new school on George Bush, where the College Station Conference Center used to be.
Yes, it's located in the back of that. So you really come around the back. They have been so generous, and we have our own back door entrance, and it's just a fabulous location. People come from the schools, and some of the middle school kids actually walk over on their own. And we have lots of donations and lots of volunteers. One of the things that's been real special for me to see is that the first night we were open, we had about 12 volunteers, and they all come back. It is so rewarding and so fun to see these kids come in with their families and shop and try on things. It looks like a store. They get things off the shelf, they try them on, they feel good about how they look, and they get to go, and it's completely free.
Now, Chrissy's Closet always welcomes volunteers to work at the store, and they've got their first big clothes drive coming up on Saturday.
We are having a clothing drive on Saturday, November 5th from 8 to 12, and we're going to have lots of clothes, we know, because this community is unbelievable in how much they give, and we already know people who are bringing clothes, but we're going to need a lot of sorting and a lot of putting things on the shelves. We have a cleaners in town, Pride Cleaners, across from A&M Consolidated, that cleans all our things for free. Then the small things we wash, but they clean them for free. We have had lots of donations from different people in the community, the Junior League, Walmart, Payless Shoes. It's been fabulous.
Again, that clothing drive at Chrissy's Closet is Saturday from 8 to 12. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Howdy, I'm Steve Beachy, former director of Parks and Recreation for College Station. I'm also a proud supporter of Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols. John has called College Station home for over 40 years and has chaired the Parks and Recreation Board, the Planning and Zoning Commission, served as a city council member, and Mayor Pro Tem. He has also served as community as president of the College Station Noon Lions Club, the Brazos Valley Symphony, and the Arts Council. Please join me in voting for John Nichols for mayor of College Station.
Political ad paid for by the John Nichols campaign. Steve Beachy, treasurer.
Finally, there's a way you can stock up on all the household items you know and love and save time and money without leaving your house. It's called Boxed.com, B-O-X-E-D.com. You'll never waste half a Saturday at some warehouse club ever again, fighting for parking, fighting jam-packed aisles, and waiting in long checkout lines. Boxed.com delivers the products you use every day. Toilet paper, paper towels, snacks, in bulk. And the prices are low, ridiculously low. With Boxed.com, you can stock up anytime anytime, any day, from the comfort of your very own couch. You'll save yourself time, gas, money, and the aggravation of dealing with warehouse clubs. There's no annual membership fee, and Box.com even sends free samples of products for you to try. But the best part? Right now, you can save 20% and get free shipping on your first order. Just go to Boxed.com and enter code SAVE. That's BOXED.com, code SAVE, to save 20% and get free shipping on your first order. Boxed.com, code SAVE.
Be sure to tune in to election night coverage on News Talk 1620 WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank. Listen for local results, candidate interviews, plus Fox News radio coverage of the presidential election. Find out who will serve our community, our state, and our nation. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. Election night 2016 on News Talk 1620 WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. Member FDIC.
This is Governor Greg Abbott. This election is about more than just the next president. Now more than ever, Texas must lead the way. But I can't do it alone. I need leaders by my side ready to fight for Texas values. That is why I need you to get out and vote Republican up and down at the ballot. Election Day is this Tuesday, November the 8th. Go to VoteEarlyTexas.com to find out where you can vote for Texas Republicans. Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
All right, 7 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. From 1945, okay, from 1945, bosses pet peeves about their secretaries. We don't even have secretaries anymore. Sherry Mashburn, she's a city secretary, but everybody's an administrative assistant.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, 1945 booklet titled How to Be a Super Secretary, been shared online. Bosses' pet peeves. Too much makeup.
Mm.
Smokes at her desk.
Well, yeah, okay.
Airs personal troubles. Never around when she's wanted. Her slip always shows. A troublemaker among coworkers. Brags about being secretary to the big shot. So there.
All righty.
It's
wow.
out there.
Some of those still apply.
Yeah,
especially
the
smoking at the desk. Thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's always a problem. You got to hate when that happens. All right, so there. You probably know that the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't heard about that.
Yep. So what would it take for you to drink a beer that had been chilling in the fridge for 32 years? One guy put a Coors in his fridge in 1984, promising he would open it the day that the Cubs won the World Series.
Wow. Ooh.
After the Cubs' victory over the Cleveland Indians Game 7, he kept his promise. There's video out there. Don't know. Don't know. And then there's this. Decades ago, Wayne Williams, a Chicago Cubs fan from North Carolina, made a promise to his dad when the Cubs made it to the World Series again, they'd listen to the games together. Well, his dad passed away in 1980, but he drove down to his gravesite and listened to the game.
How cool is that?
I mean,
wow!
Tell me these people are devoted.
Hardcore fans. Yeah.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite. Then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. AggielandHelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is former mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
All loans subject to lender approval. Must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-294-1405. That's 800-294-1405. 800-294-1405.
It's a new day, a fresh start. Because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Morning, couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So TMZ says that Saks Fifth Avenue is paying Mariah Carey $1 million.
Because she needs more money.
Right? Yeah. To sing two holiday songs.
Oh.
Opening the Christmas display at their Toronto location. Of course, one of them probably all I want for you is Christmas. So
yeah. Anyway.
$1 million for two songs.
Wow.
$1 million for two songs.
She's got a reality show coming out.
And here's Chelsea singing songs for free.
I know.
What is going on?
You need to up your game. That's all there is to it. Okay, there was another World Series that happened. Former nail salon owner Kui Nguyen won $8 million in the World Series of Poker.
Wow.
Just saying. Not bad.
From nail salons to...
Yeah, winning that. And by the way, I mean, we're talking about the numbers were really, really good for the World Series. For sake of comparison, this year's Super Bowl had 112 million viewers, okay?
Wow.
NBA Finals had 31 million viewers. Over on ABC, the Music Awards, though, had 12.6. So, anyhow, it's pretty good for baseball.
Yeah,
yeah,
40 million people watching that.
Nice.
Excuse me. In the meantime, Bob Dylan is a painter. Did we know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, he apparently has been drawing stuff, and they're going to have it in the Halcyon Gallery.
Yeah, I saw that.
Again.
Maybe they can flag him down to go get his prize.
Yeah, go do that. Exactly. And on election night, if you don't want to watch the Talking Heads, the women of The View will be on Lifetime election night.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Now, Whoopi wasn't on the list, at least when they did the deadline, but it'll be Joy and Sarah and Sonny, and I'm saying that like I know who they are.
Yeah.
And add Bryan Cranston to the list of actors who say he's moving to Canada if Donald Trump wins.
Really? Nice. Wow.
Yeah, fine, that's right. You know what? Go up there, pay those taxes for a year or two. Mm. You'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this date in 1880, the first cash register was patented. 1880. Huh. Nellie Ross was elected the nation's first woman mayor in 1924.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And speaking of Bob Dylan, he played in Carnegie Hall for the first time in 1961. 50 people showed up.
Wow. You know how you get to Carnegie Hall, right?
How's that?
Practice.
Thank you. Okay. We're back on Monday. WTAW College Station, Brian.